So start by telling me what an Ignite event is.
Absolutely. They actually started, they were called Pechakucha in Japan in 2003. When they moved over here to Seattle in 2006, they became Geek Events. But as they've kind of spread out through different communities, communities have hacked them to make them work for what they want to actually be able to talk about. They're 5-minute mixed media presentations that focus on the presenter's personal and professional passions. So whatever really lights them on fire inside, that's what they talk about.
Mixed media, because you have a slideshow running. These are, as you say, short talks. They're 5 minutes long, and the slides force you to stick to 5 minutes because you have 20 slides, and they move along at 15 seconds each.
Oh, yeah. And the biggest problem presenters have is having too many words. It's pretty amazing to watch somebody when they think they have it, and then they're two slides back already. But yeah, they're super quick and really informative.
This is your second Ignite event now. You had one last year that had a theme. This year, not a specific theme, but the focus is on community.
Absolutely. What we're doing is using the Ignite to talk about what we want Laramie to be and ways to engage on a personal level. And to do that, we're giving platforms to Laramie organizations so they can get the message out on what they do, the kind of work it takes, and how audience members can participate and become involved in different communities in Laramie that, you know, we work like bacterial colonies, you know. We all work together. What is it called? Symbiotic relationships, right? Like this year, it's also going to be a food drive for the Laramie Soup Kitchen.
It's a free event, but people can bring canned goods.
Absolutely. And also, we're taking donation for 4 community programs, including Laramie Soup Kitchen, Project Healing Waters, a veterans fly fishing organization, Laramie Maker Place, a workshop with tools for everyone, that's how they build themselves, and then the Laramie Mural Project as well. And they'll all be presenting. The Soup Kitchen won't be presenting, but I'll kind of hit on that in a talk that I'm going to do.
You're also having other people talk. You have musicians and life coaches and on and on, all sorts of different people.
Absolutely. We have a shamanic cobbler who's going to talk.
Someone who repairs shoes.
Yes, to kind of talk about life choices and what actually makes us happy. I mean, can someone doing smaller menial tasks find meaning in life in a world where we are so time-oriented, money-oriented, and status-oriented?
Give me another example of someone who's talking.
Julian Saporito will be talking about local music and how communities, if communities don't support them, they die. When they don't pay or when street musicians can't perform on the street, you don't really have avenues for locals to express themselves in art and to make it. And the only way that happens is if we keep supporting a local scene. And who wants to live in a town without music, without the vibrancy of public art, without communities of people where we come together and we have a good time? And that's really what Ignite is. It's about bringing the community together in an exciting environment to hear inspirational talks that might make us question the things that we do in life that don't make us happy and the things that we could be doing that might bring us the fulfillment that we desire.
On a personal level and on a broader community level.
On a personal level and a broader community level, yeah. You usually don't have really happy people in a community that's not healthy. When the community is healthy, the people are healthy. We all kind of rise together.
It's that symbiotic bacterial relationship.
A symbiotic bacterial relationship.
Jason Burge is with the Wyoming Humanities Council. He's one of the organizers of the second annual Ignite Laramie that's happening September 10th at 7 o'clock at the Griffin Theater in Laramie. Jason, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Micah.